I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you. I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a whippy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
But it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
Cool. What's up, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. This is your boy. The goddamn Dean class is in session. Guys, y'all want to call in? We are here for this 1 hour. I'm going to read emails and answer questions. If you have questions, guys, y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373. Guys, y'all need to go to this Man Mindset. Check it out for all your dating needs. Also, I'm going hard on the YouTubes, taking your emails and answering them on those things as well. I don't think we're going to get too many listeners today because I know a lot of you guys are thinking I'm on the other station. But you know, that lady called me today. She wanted me back. I said no. No. I said no, mister. She was like the ice cream truck trying to pull up on me, making me go inside, telling me she had a lost puppy or something. And I was like, no, mister, no. And I did not do it. So I'm back here, chilling with you guys. Need to go ahead and read the first email, but I know the music's playing and everything. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Holla at your boy, the goddamn Dean. All right, let me go ahead. I said got, G-O-T. Anyway, first email is, I want to get girls, but I'm too afraid of rejection. Please help. Oh, my gosh. Being afraid to lose somebody. Interesting. Fuck that. I have tried watching rejection videos where pickup artists laugh it off. But in my mind, I get so paranoid and so afraid of rejection how can I look at rejection in a positive way? Well, let's talk about rejection. Thing I know and I love about rejection is rejection, two things that I sleep, eat, and have sex with these guys. They always roll with me, and that is rejection, and that is fear. Guys, you got to understand something. You don't realize you get rejected every day, and you don't even realize it. Think about this for a second. What happens if you say, I want a milkshake? No. What happens if you say, okay, I want to go to Dunkin' Donuts because I want an iced coffee with cow's milk and cinnamon and all the other shit in there. I don't know. You want to go to Dunkin' Donuts, right? You go to Dunkin' Donuts, and they tell you the machine is not working. They say you can't have the Dunkin' Donut ice chilled latte, mocha, chake, whatever it is. And what I'm saying to you guys is what you do is then when you are presented with this rejection, you have a choice. Either you order something else off the menu or you walk out the store. It is no different with women. Why do you care if someone with a nice fat round ass and big sexy ass titties shoots you down? Why? Who cares? But you know, for a lot of you guys, you should be afraid of rejection. You know why? Because a lot of you guys fuck up the game. You cannot sit around and tell women, pickup lines, tricks, gimmicks, try to be your friend. Oh, that's the best one. Y'all try to be your friend. Come on, man. Try to be friends with the food. Try to be her buddy. Try to be her shoulder to cry on. Does not work. It doesn't work. But yet you guys try it anyway and you think you're going to get the results. It just doesn't work that way. And for a lot of you guys, because you fear rejection so much, you rather stay away from a woman than talk to her. You know, guys, I don't know if y'all remember this. I did a video a while back. Remember, guys? I went to McDonald's, and I got myself a Big Mac, and I got myself an order of French fries, okay, from McDonald's. And what I did was I opened up the box, I put the fries on one side, and I sat the Big Mac and fries right next to me on the side of the seat. Remember, guys, and in the video, I was telling you, I'm hungry. I want to eat. I'm starving. Oh, my gosh. I haven't eaten all day. I need something to eat. Oh, I'm hungry. I told you guys that a million times, okay? Now, here it is right beside me in the passenger seat was a Big Mac and an order of French fries. And while I was driving, I was talking to the Big Mac and fries. Remember, guys, I said I was hungry. But here I am talking to a Big Mac and fries. I took the Big Mac and home and fries. I brought it into my living room, put it on the table, and I was talking to it. I kept telling you guys I'm hungry, but yet you see me talking to the fries and Big Mac. I even took the Big Mac and fries in the guest bedroom, put it on the bed, and guess what, guys? I didn't eat it. I was talking to it. And the reason why I was talking to it was because this is what you guys do. You say you want one thing, but you do something totally different. And you guys think these women are stupid. These women can see you from a mile away knowing all the stuff that you do. And I'm just trying to help you out, guys. I got you covered. But anyway, let me go to the next email. This is kind of long, but you know what? I only have an hour. Well, not even an hour. I only have 50 minutes. And if you're not calling me, that's cool. But I'm going to read these emails, and I'm going to give you advice. Oh, let's see what this says. Go for an experienced woman if you don't have experience going out on actual dates. What? My only experience with a woman has been hooking up with them when I was in college. I've never gone out on actual dates, never been in a long-term relationship. My only knowledge has been through what I've read and what my friends have told me. Guys, listen, always remember, if your friends are losers, or your friends are betas, or your friends are cookie cutters, or humans, if you ask a cookie cutter a question, do you think you're going to get an alpha answer? Fuck no. But anyway, I have a question about the types of women I should go for when I begin to date. I go to internet dating websites and Tinder. I don't know what Tinder is, but my boy used to go on Tinder, and he's a lot of ass on Tinder, I heard. So Tinder's supposed to be hot. Let's see. He says, I go on internet dating websites and Tinder. I want to make sure that when I begin dating, the experience can be productive and actually help me learn to date as well. Really? Because I have a lot of catching up to do. I also want to make sure that I can actually stand a chance with women that I'm dating. I don't know whether experienced women would be very unforgiving and would stop talking to me if I made a mistake. Oh, my God. This paragraph went. I'm almost done, guys. Bear with me. When I actually begin dating, how much experience should the woman have? What? Should I start out with a very experienced woman? Experienced in the sense that they've dated a lot of times and long time. Guys, let me stop right there. Listen. I always have this, guys. You ever remember when we were small, or if you have like a little kid, a 2-year-old or 1-year-old, you really, instead of bringing them to the pool, you go to Walmart or Target or someplace, and you get one of those like plastic little pools, or those ones you blow up, those little itty bitty ones, and you see them swimming in there. Well, guys, let me tell you something. For a lot of you guys, what you need to do is get yourself a kiddie pool and stay your ass out the ocean. That is your part. Guys, some of you guys are not ready and prepared for these women. Oh, my God. These women that just know how to fuck with your mind, man. They know how to mess with your mind. They know what they're doing. That can drive you crazy and drive you up a wall. And for a lot of you guys out there, man, I tell you, I want y'all to be safe out there. That's why I tell you guys to really stay out of the ocean and swim in the kiddie pool. Because the ocean is full of dangerous women out there that know how the game is played. If you're not experienced, you're going to run into a woman that will use and manipulate you to get what she wants, and then she's going to throw your ass away. Even if you give her a thumbs up, everything like that, she will throw your ass away. But this is what I'm here for. I'm here to guide you and give you understanding on this stuff. Why? Because a lot of you don't understand that these women, if they feel there's nothing about you that's special, what they're going to do is they're just going to get a free ride, a free dinner, a free meal. That's what they're going to do. Get something free. And then after they get something free, they're gone. And if you're not an experienced dater, that means you're not experienced talking to women. And again, like I told you guys before, the last thing you want to do is be boring Bob. You don't want to give women, or you don't want to have boring conversations. Remember, guys, it's not even the conversations that begin boring, guys. I tell you, your texting is terrible. Guys, don't you know you can move mountains in a woman's mind by texting? Don't you know that? Words, they're powerful. They're very powerful things. And if you know how to use them correctly, they will work for your benefit. But if you don't, you will always have a problem. Now, I'm going to keep reading this because this is, aside from dating and the sexual experience, what types of women should I go for or avoid when I begin dating? You don't know what you're dating until you're dating it. That's your problem. And you're not even, and your problem is you're moving to the dating already and you don't even know anything about the woman. You don't know about her personality or lifestyles or anything like that. You have no idea. So you wanna go into dating, and your problem is if you don't have any confidence in yourself, you're going to be the guy that is going to try to impress her by taking her to nice fancy restaurants and spending lots of fucking money on it that you don't need to spend on it. You don't need to spend money on these goddamn women. You don't need to do that. All you need is you. You. But for a lot of you guys, I know y'all don't understand that. Y'all understand that power that you have. But it's really, really important that you take a moment. Take a moment and you just view the territory. View the lay of the land. View what's going on. And if you do it correctly, you'll be fine. But for a lot of you guys, you just, I don't understand. But again, I'll read the next one because there's another question. Guys, remember, hey guys, I'm a broken record, okay? I'm a broken record. And when you ask me questions like this or send me emails, is this a good opener? No, it's not. I mean, I can even tell you right now it's not a good opener. Because, guys, you don't listen. Guys, when you beat around the bush with pickup lines and all those gimmicks and stuff, it doesn't work with beautiful women. The prettier she is, the more guys have approached her. So that means she sees you coming from a mile away. So why not go straight at her? But let me see what you said. I come from a troubled past. Oh, poo. I'm very guarded, shy, and quiet, introverted. I'm insecure, and I overthink. All right, stop right there. What did I tell you? And I just put in a new video. What did I tell you? I told you guys, we're going to start giving yourself a timeline, okay? We'll call it ground zero. We will call it ground zero. Oh my gosh. And we'll call it ground zero. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to give yourself, every time you have something negative to say or think, give yourself a negative five. A negative five. That's what I want you guys to do. Give yourself a negative five. Do that. That means that you, I want you to start at ground zero. Start from ground zero. And what I want you to do is from ground zero, what I want you to do is I want you to, every time you do something negative, give yourself a negative five. That's what I want you to do. Give yourself a negative five. So if you say that you're very shy, give yourself a negative five. If you sit around and say you're quiet, give yourself a negative five. If you sit around and say you're introverted, give yourself a negative five. If you say that you're insecure, give yourself a negative five. If you feel that way and you're going through all that, give yourself, that means you're starting from a position that you're always going to struggle. And the thing I don't want you guys to do, I don't want you to struggle. I want you guys to be able to make it. I want you guys to not have any issues and not have any problems. And when you're guarded, shy, quiet, introverted, insecure, and you overthink, when you do that stuff, I'm telling you, it becomes a problem. Because when a woman sees that or she can tell you're that way, she doesn't want to have anything to do with you. It's a turnoff to her. For a lot of you guys, you've got to know how to wow these women. And I think for a lot of you guys, you don't know how to wow these women. I ask you this question, it's a $1 million question. What is so different from you than everybody else? Let's hypothetically speak, if she meets a bunch of guys, all right, every day, trying to get at her, all right? She meets a bunch of guys that's trying to get at her. There are guys she's probably talking to on the phone. There's guys she's probably text messaging. There's guys she's probably on Facebook with. There's guys she's probably on Instagram with. Guys she's probably on Snapchat with. You name it. You guys, she has nothing but guys. But then here you come in, guarded, shy, quiet, introverted, and insecure, and you overthink. Where do you think you're on the falling line? Where do you think you're on the falling line? And I'm telling you about these women. They hunt men. I know y'all don't want to believe that, but women hunt men. And not the way you want. They aggressively hunt you guys. But not for sex. No. Mm-mm. They have in their head, either, and I guess it might either be in their head, or they might have a Rolodex that's on their phone. And it is a special one. It's a special Rolodex they have. Because it's divided into subjects. And depending on who you are, you're going to fall in that spot. Because she needs somebody to listen to. She needs somebody to hug. No, I'm not talking about a passionate hug. I'm talking about a friendly little gay hug. She needs somebody to hang out with. You know, when they play basketball or they screaming, you know, you give them the basketball, instead of them dribbling the shit, they grab it and they start screaming and running around and y'all think that shit's funny. They need a guy like that. They need somebody when they're going shopping, like window shopping or whatever. Oh, hey, when she's shopping for that asshole, like when she goes to Victoria's Secrets to shop for that asshole, she'll make you hold her purse. She needs that guy to talk to, you know, when that asshole leaves, gets on her nerves and upsets her so much and she needs to get a quote-unquote guy's opinion. That's when she calls you. Oh, man. We're lucky Sucking Me season's over because guess what, guys? Hey, when October, December come around and she doesn't want to put up her Christmas lights, oh, man, she'll put something sexy on and call you over and you'll be the one putting up her lights. She needs you guys to drive her around. Some of them will use you guys to pay rent, pay bills, all that stuff. They need, listen, guys, these women need you, but they don't need you for what you think they need you for. And that's some of the issues that a lot of you guys are having. But all I'm trying to tell you is this. I'm telling you this. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. I'm telling you, being that guy is not a good thing. You don't want to be that guy. I don't want you to be that guy. But all I'm saying to you is, if you are guarded and you're shy and you're quiet and you're introverted and you're insecure and you overthink, then what does a woman want to do with you? What does she want to be? What does she want to be for you? She doesn't want to be any. There's nothing about you. There's no mystery in shy and quiet. There's no mystery in being insecure. There's no mystery in overthinking. You know, women want somebody when they peel a layer back, there's more to you than what she imagined. She, you know what? They know you guys. They peel a layer and they're like, oh, shit. It's the same old shit. What are you doing today? How are you? What's going on? How was work? What happened, Mr. Slate? What happened at your job? Women don't want that. And the ones that do want that, they've got so many of these guys. They have guys, I'm telling you. They have so many guys that really are there. And what I'm saying is, look, you want to break the ice. You say you want to give her opening about something funny that you witnessed today. And wait a second. And this is what he's saying. She's a Supernatural fan, and I was thinking of saying something along the lines of this. Hey, her name. Hope your weekend was good. Smile. The craziest thing happened today. Someone insert a clever item for tripping nearly opened the gates of hell How was your week looking? And I'd like to build up to inviting her on a date soon. Why? Guys, what I'm saying to you that's very important that you need to understand is that real men push aside bullshit and they say what's on their mind and they don't care about what happens afterwards. Does that make any sense to you? Does that make any sense? Let me give you an example. Instead of saying all that gobbledygook about how is your day today and insert something clever and ask about how her week looking, cut the bullshit. Guys, what I want you to start doing is just imagine you have five women. One black, one white, one Spanish, one Italian, and one Japanese. You got five women. All from all corners of the world. We got five of them. And these five women would do just about anything in the world for you. These, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, would do just about anything for you. And you walked up on this new woman. Do you really think that you're going to be guarded, shy, quiet, introverted, insecure, and overthink? Do you think that you're going to ask stupid and boring-ass questions about how your day was? And try to say something clever? And then ask how our weekend is? Or would you say, you know what? It's all about me. See, the thing that a lot of you guys don't understand, and I've been trying to give you bits and pieces, is that I talk about your king, your warrior, your man, and your lover. And the reason I say this so much is for the guys to get the product so they can understand and gauge where I'm talking about. But for a lot of you guys out there, you don't realize what you have inside of you. You've got this, guys, if I could just guide you towards the power that you have. What king do you know that is guarded, shy, quiet, introverted, insecure, and overthinks? What king do you know? Matter of fact, not even what king do you know. What king have you seen on TV or in the movies like that? Show me a shy, guarded, quiet, introverted, insecure king, and I'll show you a kingdom that is built with rubble. All you see is it's completely and utterly destroyed. And guys, y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373. I've got about 30 more minutes to go chopping it up with you. But I'm just asking you, what king do you know is like that? And when you guys sit around and you, the guys, not just behave that way, you talk that way, you text that way, you're on the phone that way, you wake up every morning thinking that, just being that way. Unfortunately, guys, I'm sorry. I wish this could be a 30-minute episode of the Brady Bunch where we can solve that. But I want to let you know, as long as you're in the negative or you think negative, you need to give yourself negative five. I know a lot of you guys want to gauge where you're at, okay? Where you always want to say, well, where am I at? Well, I want to know where I'm at, Steve. And I'm telling you right now, right here, right now, to be honest with you, I don't know you. So you have to be honest with yourself. Because here's the thing, guys. If you lie to yourself, then you cannot learn anything. You must be honest with the one person you're trying to fix. With the if you the one person you love so much, if you love this person so much, if you love this person so much, you would be honest with that person. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys, and give your guys, I want to read this to you. If you feel this, guys, again, I'm not judging you. But I just want to let you know what she sees if she sees this in you. Matter of fact, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to work on a scale. And I'm going to try to work on that tonight. I'm trying to work on that scale tonight. Anyway. All right, so look, here's the thing. If you focus on problems, give yourself a negative 5. And I'm going to do a video on this as well. If you blame everybody else for all your problems instead of looking at yourself, give yourself a negative 5. If you live in the past, give yourself a negative 5. If you always make excuses, give yourself a negative 5. And even with those negative 5, we know you lack personal development, so give yourself a negative 5 as well. Give yourself a 10 for that one. You dwell in fear, negative 5. Stay in your comfort zone, negative 5. If you avoid women, negative 5. When something comes up with a woman and you can't handle it, negative 5. When you get around a woman, you walk on eggshells, negative 5. Give yourself a negative 5, gentlemen, for all that. You know why? Because you are so deep in the friend zone with a woman, women don't want guys like that. The only reason she will want someone like that is because she wants somebody that she can control. She wants somebody who can buy her things, can drive her around, put up her Christmas lights, be a shoulder to cry on, be able to hold her purse. I don't want that for you guys. www.themanmindset.com, guys. I am your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. And we are reading emails today for this. I got 30 more minutes to read these emails. And then don't forget tomorrow, we do a 2.5-3 hour shows live where we chop it up. But I just want you to understand, guys, you know, even going back to the guy that he feels rejection, guys, let me tell you something. I know I sound like a broken record, but we was getting so much ass that I had no choice but to play the rejection game, to get turned down by women, to get rejected by women. Guys, look, guys. I know I gotta let you hear this. I love this. You know what brings sunshine to my life? Let me tell you what brings sunshine to my life. When I get calls like, guys, let me tell you something. If you can just follow what I teach you and show you, I'm going to play a voicemail clip. You know, you haven't played this. You know I got to play it because, guys, I'm telling you, if you just follow what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. If you just follow the playbook, you will get calls like this. I want you to hear this call. Because if you really, guys, if you really want women to want you, then you'll be getting calls like this. This is coming from one of my clients. I played this several times, you guys. I love this because you know why? This is how phone calls should be. You guys, let me tell you what. Matter of fact, just take a eraser and erase the negative 5s, okay? Erase them. Erase them making excuses, dwelling in fear, comfort zone, blame, and all. Just erase it. Guys, if you're not getting phone calls like this, if you're not getting phone calls like this from women, then get out of the game, okay? I'm going to play this, guys. I'll be right back. www.themanmindset.com. The number to call in, guys, is 515-605-9373. But I got to play this. This is like my favorite clip because you know why? This shows me someone that listens. And you wait, before I even play this clip, let me tell you about this guy. This guy came to me just as bad as Paul. Y'all remember Paul? Hey, Dean, how you doing? I don't know how to talk to girls. Steve, why do I have to say that to girls? Why do I need to give girls my number? I don't understand. Why do I need to give girls my number? And I had to work with him. And then later on, he started understanding the philosophies. And then he was like, wow, Dean, this is happening. Man, I can't believe it. I'm getting girls. And, oh, my God. And it goes on and on and on until he was slaying women like dragons. Same thing with this client here. Scared to talk to women, didn't know how to talk to women, but he followed Uncle Dean. I told him I'd get him out of this. And guys, this is what I'm saying. Guys, listen. Every motherfucking man on the island of ass and titties. This is like what you about to hear, what I'm about to play for you again. This is the norm, man. And when he finally saw his light and he finally focused on everything and finally got his shit together, he was so blown away by this phone call that he had your boy. He let me listen to it, and then I asked, hey, man, can I keep this? He said, yes. We took her name out. She don't even know. Took her name out and everything. But, guys, this is what I'm talking about when you fucking with your boy, the Dean. Let me play this shit. It's only 2 minutes long, but, I'm telling you, it's a Mona Lisa. Because if you learn the kissing 101 techniques, you learn the five play, the fucking 101, the master of the bedroom, you learn the conversation classes, you learn about making out 101, the text message, all that stuff, even the 69 one I have for you guys. You learn that, you won't get calls like this. And guys, I'm telling you, if you don't have women calling you like this, then you are fucking up. Let me play that clip for you. Check this shit out.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not at all, because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still gonna stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like, do I need to look you?
All right. Guys, see this chick in college, right? He wants her so bad. But guess what? Scared. Doesn't know what to do, right? Finally, he comes home to your boy, Uncle Dean. I tell him, all right, what's going on with old girl? All right. So, I don't know. She's what? I don't know. He says, she's a black woman. She's like 5'9", maybe 135, 140. She's quite athletic, and she's got all the guys jocking her. How can I get her? How can I do it? And I told him, like I tell you, guys, if you just follow what I'm teaching you, you'll get her. Guys, not only will you get her, guys, you can be the addictive drug. I know it sounds crazy, guys, but again, y'all understand this, man. And for a lot of you guys, y'all don't listen. But you know what? He did. He did everything I told him to do, and he got her. And what's even fucked up, you know what's so fucked up about this, guys? Just like the old boy calls on Wednesday, you know what's so messed up about this, guys? Is that he doesn't want her anymore. Not anymore. He's moved on to, like, cheerleaders and shit. Well, that's the power that you have, guys. And that's why you should never worry about losing. You can't lose when you have this. But anyway, let me read the next one. Oh, brother. What, oh, God, it's not too long. Okay, what kind I don't understand this one. What kind of tricks is she playing? So there's this girl. You know one thing I don't understand that I always read and I got to pause? How is it that y'all can be friends with the food? How does a woman? Okay. All right, help me out with that. How is a sexy woman? Hear me on this, guys. A sexy woman with a nice round ass, titties, thighs, sexy lips, long hair, gorgeous eyes, cute smile, all that good shit. How is she even in your social circle? That doesn't even sound right. That doesn't make any sense. So there's this girl from my social circle who likes me, but she says she's not in love with me, but with somebody else. She means me, but I don't want to admit it. Wait. So there's this girl from my social circle who likes me, but she says she's not in love with me, but in love with somebody else. She means me, but I don't want to admit it. I don't mean to laugh. Oh, man. Woo! Okay. She used to give me a lot of IOIs. I don't know what's an IOI. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. I'm too old for that shit. But they're always reactive because I don't want to mess up the social circle now that we hang out a couple of times. And a few days ago, she went to a party where she called me and she was like, she was with her cousin. Somebody's flirting with me and I'm drunk. Come pick me up. I'm like, hold on an hour or so, and we will be there. What? Now, wait. Now, wait. Let me explain this. Now, when I say go there by yourself, I don't mean go there. And never, listen, guys, never take advantage of a woman when she's drunk, okay? Do not do that, okay? Some women will say things like that to try to lure your ass over there. But you know and can tell if she's drunk or not. But I'm saying you should go by yourself. Let me continue reading. He's like, hold on for an hour. Hold on for an hour or so, and we will be there. We picked her up, and she started talking about her ex and that he called her and she told him that they are friends and blah, blah, blah. At some point, she's like, I guess the chick is saying to him, this is what they're saying back and forth. So she says, I'm not in love with you. He says, why bring this up? Who mentioned something like that? She says, I noticed something the last few days, and I wanted to make it clear. I don't understand this. He says, I don't want to tell you. Man, oh, man. And you wonder why, guys. Man. I don't understand, man. I just let me go to this one. Let me just go to this one. We got 15 minutes to go. Let me hurry read this shit. Alright, guys. Hey, guys, don't forget tomorrow's show. 9:00 PM Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. I'm chopping it up and everything. 15 minutes left. So this one is when she's thinking of her ex. Oh, Jesus. You know what I like about these ones? Because, okay, here you go. I have a specific scenario, question I like to float by you. I've recently moved to a new country to study. I met this really cool girl who's become a very good friend here. And again, strike one, a friend. Shame on you. Let's call her Q. Not interested in her. I don't understand what that means. And she happens to have a lot of roommates. Let's call her X. Okay? X is 22, going on 23. I literally see her when I'm studying with Q at the apartment that they share. I know she's interested because she speaks to me a lot. This is what I know. The first time I met her in the kitchen apartment, I grabbed her hand, and she was giggling the whole time. After she saw me in the suit, she asked me, after I left and called me handsome. That was the second time I saw her. He's just listing a bunch of things that she's doing. But this is what I don't understand. I guess this is what I don't get. And what I don't get is if this woman, again, I'm going to read some of these things. You know what? She looks at him. When she sees him, she pushes up her breasts out a little bit. When they're in campus, he catches her checking him out. Why haven't you fucked this woman? That's pretty interesting. I don't understand. Okay, I just like to be alone with X. And in a setting in her kitchen apartment, Q is going to be out of town this weekend. We agreed to forget something, whatever. Let me see. I just want to ask, am I reading too much in this because I think it's you? Let me go back. She said something about her ex today? Let me see. She said something about her ex. This morning I said too much. Q joked with X today, I hope you don't rape him when you're alone. And X replied, he's interesting and he's handsome, but I'm still thinking about my ex. Now, from what I know from Q, they broke up a year ago, and the ex is working on somewhere on another continent. He's on another continent, and you're worried about this guy? Oh, yeah. Why do y'all ask me these questions? I mean, I'm not mad at you for asking me these questions, but I just ask, why do you ask me these questions when... She's dead on your ass. She likes you. She wants to spend time with you. She looks at you. She's checking you out. And they're joking about her raping you in a fun, bubbly way. And you're worried about an ex that's in another continent? Guys, I got about 11 minutes to go. Number to call in, 515-605-9373. Oh, thank you. Indicator. Hey, thank you, man. I don't know what that IOI shit is. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Somebody told me in the chat room what that shit is. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. But real quick, let me go on. I got 11 minutes ago. Let me read this one. What do these women want? I've improved my looks, and women in this apartment complex came out, particularly wait on me. We talk a little bit, and they mention their exact apartment number. I ask for the contact information, and they don't give it to me and kind of walks off. They kind of walk off. Do they want to get laid or something? Or do they want to get – wait, what? Let me read this shit again. I've improved my looks greatly, and the women in this apartment complex – Is it a woman or and women? I don't understand what he's saying here. Anyway, we talked a little bit, and they, so it must be women, they mentioned their exact apartment. God, let me tell you something. God, look, I'm not saying when a woman mentions her apartment number that she's, like, giving you a sign to fuck, but she's kind of testing to see what you're going to do. Let me be single and let some woman give me an apartment number. Because, guys, y'all remember, I don't know if y'all remember my apartment stories, man. Oh, my goodness, Lord. It was like, it was just too much. But anyway, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you guys. Now, why would you ask for the, look, guys, when are they going to tell you? Make it about you. Stop pandering after them. You know, when you're talking to them, you say, you know what, look, hey, y'all want to go hang out? You want to do something? Here's my number. Call me. You guys act like these women are from 1948 or something, the 40s or the 50s, and you got to meet the parent, and you got to bring her home before the lights come on in the street. It doesn't work that way anymore. These women love dick, guys, and I keep telling you that. Women love sex, and I keep telling you that, guys. Very important, and it's something that you guys should know about. And when you sit there and you... And I'm just trying to get a good one before in 8 minutes ago. I'm just trying to get a good one. How to be a jerk? Should I read how to be a jerk or the sexual? Let me see here. I'm going to read how to be a jerk. Because I'm going to read some of these motherfuckers tomorrow if anything ain't popping off. All right. So about sexual tension and emotional conversation. So I'm new to the game. I'm getting better. Two topics are interesting is sexual tension. Which, when saying I switched to sexual tension, does it mean proximity, eye contact, posture, tone, talk in her ear while breathing into it? What? Who teaches you guys this shit? Emotional conversation. While all my life I used to say what I think, and I think of it, I tried to build conversations. Oh, my God. God, I'm trying to trigger humor, sexual tension. My question is, how can I learn more about this or poor practice methods? I'm looking forward for your response. Okay. Right now, don't listen to me. Because right now I'm going to say something that I don't want you to be, even though I'm telling you to be it, but this has nothing to do with you. Do you know what you see? Okay, I'm 45, right? Okay, I'm 45. Since I've been in the game for years, decades, long time. I have never wavered for who I. What you see is what you get. I don't feel like I have to be somebody else to quote unquote get sexual attention and have an emotional conversation with a woman. And right now, I would tell you guys to be yourselves, but right now, I don't want you to be yourself because right now, yourself pretty much sucks right now. That's why I'm saying don't be yourself. But what I'm saying is some of you guys have got to get out of your own way. You are your worst enemies when it comes to this stuff, guys. I mean, eye contact, posture, I don't understand why you would even ask this. I don't understand. I mean, what did he say? Is all this related actions But what about talking? Is flirting is the way I should choose? This is what he said. Is flirting is the way I should choose? I'm just reading what I'm saying, trying to correct this shit, but I can't. If so, is it the only way, or is there more? While I'm on the subject of flirting, is just teasing, or is there something more? See, guys, again, in my little analogy real quick, I always tell you milk, eggs, milk, eggs, butter, or whatever, milk, eggs, flour, doesn't matter. And just follow the playbook. Sexual tension comes from within, guys. Of course, women love sexy things. But what happens when she peels the layer of your looks? Women are attracted to certain things. They're either attracted to looks, body, your eyes, if you're tall. I mean, there's certain, you can't really say what every woman is attracted to, because every woman is attracted to different things, okay? But no matter whatever she's attracted to at the first moment, what happens when she peels that layer and finds out there's nothing special about you? Of course there's going to be sexual tension if there's a little bit of a tension. See, I won't call it attraction, because to me, when there's something that they like, that it gets their attention. But women like to peel layers back, and they want to know a side of you that they've never seen before. That's what gets the attraction going. That's what gets the sexual tension moving. And when you're saying emotional conversation, I hope you're talking about talking dirty on the phone and talking that yak in her ear or whatever. Because if you're not, then there's going to be a problem. And I don't want you to have any problems. I want to make sure that you guys are set. And the only way you're going to be set is to follow the stuff that we're showing you on the website. We make sure that we cover you in everything. But for a lot of you guys, y'all just, again, I know it's pride, man. I know sometimes you just don't want to listen and learn from other motherfuckers because you think you know it all. But it doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way at all. So it's very, very important that you guys realize that that when you're talking to a woman, that you show her your... Look, you don't show her your king. You show her the man. Show her an example of what she's in store for. You ever, like I say, just like real quick, like the amusement park. You know when you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you know what you're in store for. That's why you spend the money, because you know it's money well. You know the ticket prices are high, food prices are skyrocketing, but it doesn't matter because the experience is so great that you're willing to spend that money just for the experience. And that's what I'm trying to nail you guys to understand. You have to be an experience. If you can't be an experience to a woman, then she is going to lump you in the category with everyone else, because if she has a choice between being with a bunch of inexperienced guys or finding that one with experience, believe me, she'll wait. She'll wait. They will wait, guys. But anyway, we're going to get ready to wrap things up. But guys, remember, we got a show tomorrow, 2.5 hours, 2 hour show maybe tomorrow at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If y'all have any questions, go to the Man Mindset, guys. You have free boot camps. You've got the erogenous zone where you see me talk. Guys, you should go to the erogenous zone itself. Look at the bad bitches I'm talking to. And this, guys. The beautiful thing about the erogenous zone, remember, go to the Man Mindset, go to free information, click on the E-zone or the erogenous zone, okay? and look at the women that I'm interviewing and listen to what they're saying about what they want. Don't listen to me. Listen to them. Listen to when they tell you, I don't want pickup lines, tricks, and gimmicks. I want a man. The key word to opening up her legs is not says me. The key is M-A-N. Okay, guys? I'm out this bitch. I'll let y'all tomorrow. Peace.